This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Testing, 1, 2, 3, as I just sing the...
You guys watch too much Sesame Street.
Yeah, you're going to get a suit for that.
Hey, can you just let her be?
Let her be?
I remember watching Sesame Street, and they were showing a thing about...
Possibly by the letter B?
Well, yeah, it was a bunch of folks in a restaurant, and they were going to see a band. And they said, and now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to present the Beatles. And then the curtains open, and it's a bunch of Muppets, insect Beatles. Right? And their song was, letter B, letter B, letter B, letter B.
Now, that is
it's
good
the
childhood.
Second letter, right? Something like that.
That's and then, childhood entertainment.
And hanging behind them was a giant B, right? The letter B, like hanging from the ceiling, you know?
The Beatles.
The Beatles, right, yes. This is Free Talk Live. I believe that we are not only broadcasting on radio, but that we have reestablished our internet streams, albeit a scaled-down version. We're down to one camera. Normally we have several cameras that we rotate through, so yeah, throw up the peace signs, gang signs, middle fingers, whatever you're going to do. We appear to be streaming for the moment. I have several people working on confirming whether or not we are actually streaming online, and in fact, I'm one of those people, and I'm attempting to confirm that now, and we'll get confirmation in 10, 9,
and I'm going to keep throwing
eight,
up the peace sign,
7,
because that's what
six,
the show stands for,
5, 4, I cannot confirm. That is interesting.
And 10, 9.
Remember back in the good old days when we just assumed that we were going out on the radio and assumed that we actually had access to the internet?
Yeah.
Well, things happen there, people. So, you know, out of our control. One of the good things, so like things happen, right? I think everyone's aware of what happened. And I was messaging the captain a little bit.
Oh.
I was like signing my message.
I'm sorry. I just have to take a moment of self-gratification.
Streams are up.
This appears to be a live stream on YouTube.
Woo.
Yeah.
On our own channel.
Even more
Woo.
Impressive.
So we should be on YouTube, DLive, Twitch, Facebook, several other sites that I can't remember off of the top of my head because, well, I'm not Ian Freeman.
Do we have a live chat room available where people were to confirm that for us? They could, like, edit it.
We probably do. I don't have access to the Mastodon chats.
Okay.
Right now, you could probably jump in the DLive Twitch chat rooms, maybe the Facebook page for Free Talk Live. We are broadcasting live on the Facebook page for Free Talk Live.
Okay.
That's something that we hadn't been doing for maybe as much as years. And then recently, Mr. Freeman and his brilliant mind made that happen again, along with several other live streams. We were not live streaming on YouTube as well for quite some time because they changed how we must connect. And so he had worked all that out. So
I do think it bears mentioning, just in case there's someone who only gets this on Sundays.
Yes.
And this being the first Sunday since...
It has been... Wait. It has been 5 days since the terrorist raid on the LRN.FM/FreeTalkLive radio studio, as well as the Bitcoin Embassy, the Mighty Moose Mark, and A-House. And also since they kidnapped 6 people in total. Not all of them were at the studio or at the Bitcoin Embassy. Some of them were paid a visit by armed thugs who refer to themselves as the government and kidnapped. Nobody, the former host here on Free Talk Live, is still inside. He was not granted bail, and there was no, I don't know if there was a hearing or not, but it doesn't
look
like.
I was curious about that. Yeah. He was not granted bail, or he refused the bail conditions, and therefore, do we have confirmation?
We have no confirmation.
Okay. Yeah, what I had heard is that he might have simply refused to sign some of the paperwork, which
right.
would not be surprising, given his general temperament.
Yeah. But it also means it's more of a choice to be in there than the others, because everyone else accepted their conditions, and they are free conditionally.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Well, they're out of the cage, but with conditions on how to live their life.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So you can live your life, you know, free from the cage with conditions, or you can live in the cage unconditionally.
But, of course, only until the trial and all
right.
that stuff, you know, goes on. So, nobody, the person named Nobody, is still in the cage.
The Nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
That's correct. Ian Freeman is not the Freeman. He is Ian Captured Man. He is still inside.
Ian Hostage.
Ian Hostage is being held hostage. There was a bail hearing for Mr. Freeman on Friday. The judge said that she would make her decision expeditiously.
Whatever that means.
Whatever that means. And so we're hoping it just means that she'll make her decision, you know, tomorrow, Monday, for example. But yeah, it's hard to tell. It's hard to tell what expeditiously means to government. You know, I wish she would have said, I'll make my decision by Monday afternoon, and then, you know, we could, you know,
or just made her decision at that time.
Yeah, that would have
been pretty strong in the sense.
Well, and okay, let's say that she had said, I will make my decision by Monday afternoon, or what?
Yeah, that's
true. Monday afternoon comes, and what are we going to do, sue them?
We know it is difficult to hold government accountable.
Difficult in the way that it is difficult to reach the moon by flapping my arms.
It is difficult. Very difficult, yes.
So one of the points I was trying to make when Catherine was like looking, you know, trying to confirm the DLive thing, is I was signing all my communication to him, Hail Hydra. Because
that is true. That is true.
Because, like, if this is your first time listening, it's me and Peakless Mountaineer sitting in the studio. This is the first time you've probably heard our voice since the incident.
Mm-hmm.
However, we're here anyway, right? We weren't scared off by the raid. We weren't put off by what they were doing.
Right.
Free Talk Live, in general, Ian Freeman as a person and the whole crew surrounding it, but have built up this show in a way that if one person or one entity or multiple people go down, there are replacements in the wings willing and ready to step up and step in.
Well, right. And so, you guys ever see one of these science fiction shows where, you know, like the world goes to crap and then, like, you know, some school teacher ends up being like the 35th person in line to, like, well, you're the president now or whatever, right?
Yeah.
I feel like that person.
Yeah, well, you should.
Because
and you have definitely stepped up and gone way above the call of duty.
I salute you for the efforts that you have made. You have grown a brand new super techie personality.
I'm not looking for any of that. I'm just saying that that is what I feel like. I'm like, okay, well, here I go. And
but if not for you, what would have become of the show?
Well, at the same time, I'll be a SOB if I'm going to let this show die if there's a damn thing I can do about it.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, and I mean, to quite literally give the devil his due, I mean, they made a very, very tactical strike. I mean, you took out the two people who are by far the least likely to defend themselves in any way, shape, or form whatsoever, and have significantly reduced our technical capability in the process.
Real quick, just for the listeners who are still maybe confused about what happened, several, as many as, I think, six law enforcement agencies did a no-knock raid on the Free Talk Live studios. That is to say, they used a battering ram on the doors, all all of the doors. Door frames were broken. The windows were broken out in multiple places. Currently, there is, like, plywood and that kind of a thing, you know, over some of the openings in the home. Some folks are in the building. Some folks have, you know, volunteered their time, effort, and materials to help secure the place of their own volition. And we thank everybody who has stepped up in this weird time that we're going through here at Free Talk Live. We can talk more about the Crypto 6 coming up. This is Free Talk Live, the Sunday night edition.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
We're still not sure why you'd want to watch, but our video feed is streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com. Yeah.
listen. Listen to Free Talk Live.
Especially you, Jeff Berwick.
Yes, this is a message for Jeff Berwick. The Crypto, and then the number 6, thecrypto6.com, is the legitimate donation site for the Crypto 6 Legal Defense Fund. So the 6 folks who were arrested will need legal assistance. Only Ian Freeman at this point has something that resembles not a public defender. So everybody else has had to use a public defender for their bail hearings, etc., and so on. And so we are trying to raise funds for the Crypto 6. Free the Crypto 6 by visiting thecrypto, and then hit the number 6.com. Thecrypto6.com is the official fundraiser. We take a variety of cryptocurrencies for this fundraiser, including privacy coin Monero. I think it's important, since we are talking about cryptocurrencies and since this whole scenario seems to revolve around cryptocurrencies, I think it's important that we include privacy coins like Monero in our donations. So they're all there. Bitcoin, BTC, Ethereum, I think we take Dash. You'll see it all at thecrypto and then the number 6.com. We were talking about, well, what really happened. There was a raid by terrorists on the Free Talk Live studio, on the Mighty Moose Mart and the Bitcoin Embassy. They share a building, as well as a home connected to, well, next door to that building. 6 people in total were arrested. They also had to go to other people's homes to get the total of 6 people that they arrested. They confiscated many things. Anything that resembled a computer, a laptop, a tablet, a cell phone, a hard drive, anything that they thought could store media, they confiscated. They did a whole bunch of damage to the Free Talk Live studio, the building that we're in, as well as the building next door, which contained some tenants. The tenants are okay. They weren't harmed. They weren't arrested. They did lose some stuff. Their day was ruined by these terrorists. And also, they did a bunch of damage to the Bitcoin Embassy as well, including taking out the Bitcoin vending machine,
the very first one.
And then they, in addition to arresting everybody and all of that I just said, they also went around town and confiscated several other Bitcoin ATMs as well.
So what was interesting about that, because they took one out of a restaurant that I frequent in Manchester, New Hampshire, mm-hmm. right? And they did so without similar, like, brouhaha that they did everything else, right? They apparently showed up to that one, served the warrant, and then removed it peacefully without roping off 3 blocks worth, directing traffic and having all these agencies surround the building to make, you know, show of it.
Yeah.
They did it as you would normally, you know, serve that warrant. Like, not that it's a good thing, but it seems weird that they didn't make a production of it.
Yeah, I guess we didn't finish covering that, the production that they made out of it. So here are the agencies that showed up at both the Free Talk Live studios and the Bitcoin Embassy. There was, we'll start at low and work our way up. There was Keene PD, so the regular town police. There was Cheshire County Sheriff's, so that would be the county police. Then there was the FBI.
Sorry to split hairs, but sheriffs and police are actually not supposed to be doing the same job.
Correct. Right. And then there was the FBI. Then there was the IRS, the Treasury Department, and the ATF. So those were the 5 or so agencies that showed up.
There was ATF.
The ATF, yes.
Wow.
Yes. There was also Bitcoin.
Why? There was Bitcoin fits one of those categories.
Their official name, even though they abbreviated it as alcohol, tobacco, firearms, and explosives.
Hold that thought. There was also a military-style drone deployed here at the studio, and there was 1, possibly up to 2 Bearcats.
I heard 2 Bearcats. No, I saw a video of 2 Bearcats.
I only saw 1 on the video that I saw. So, and I saw only a little bit of early video. I know there's been some video released recently. I haven't had a chance to. I've been just head down trying to get this show back on the road, as it were, or as it is intended to be. And so I'm making progress on that every day. But, yes. So Now, why you would need all of those agencies, all of those men with guns, all of those tools of destruction for what is known as a peaceful place, a church, if you will, right? It is the Shire Free Church. And the last time that these terrorists, we call them pro-government, showed up to inquire about something and steal equipment, they knocked on the door, and somebody answered and let them in. That did not happen this time. They stormed in at about a 6 a.m., mind you, with a no-knock raid, bashing in the doors, bashing in windows, all military style. They all had, you know, military-style-looking weapons and camouflage. I actually have a screenshot because when they disconnected the cameras, a couple of the guys were here in the studio, like, you know, pulling cables and stuff like that. And you can see that they're all on this.
Yeah, I saw that on the way in here that they had ripped the cables on all the cameras out.
Yeah. So anyway, that is sort of the best summary that I can give you of the scene as it played out here this past Tuesday.
Heaven forbid we have video records of what supposedly our, you know, represented law enforcement agencies are doing. You know, heaven forbid we actually record what they're up to. Yeah. No, they want to be secret police. That's what they want.
And the best I figure, that is so it has the chilling effect. Right, of people not associating, people disassociating, people getting scared, and whether or not there was, you know, illegal Bitcoin activity, whether or not you're still allowed to transact in Bitcoin on an individual basis, I do think part of that intent was to criminalize Bitcoin activity, so those people who don't know precisely what's going on now fear using cryptocurrencies because because they fear being next, and there's nothing to say that they won't be next, because the government always escalates.
Yes,
right. If they're going after, you know, ATMs and vending machines now, well, peer-to-peer transactions. If they can find out that you've got it and you're willing to trade with other people, you know, what's to stop them from putting you in that same category?
Well, the nice thing about most cryptocurrencies is that it is at least pseudonymous. Some cryptocurrencies are entirely anonymous.
And pseudo means not. So I learned that from Ernie Hancock.
Yes.
Well, and it's worth explaining what that means.
Yes, go ahead.
So, like, pseudonymous means there is this account that if there's nothing else connecting you to it, then there's no way to know that it's you. Like, you can find out everything that's been done on any account that transacts in any of these cryptos. You can find out what the account's done, but you can't necessarily trace them to any individual.
Right.
Now, if on the other hand, so that was one of the big things for me. So I live out in Manchester, and there are, I'll talk about it after the break.
Tease it!
What will you talk about after the break?
After the break, I'll talk about why the Know Your Customer is the form of oppression that they're going with now.
And also, after the break, I may actually remember to introduce who's on the show tonight. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Another new variant of coronavirus is rapidly spreading through New York. The strain, known as B1526, was first identified in November, with researchers seeing cases rising in February, especially in New York City. Former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb believes the CDC should be working with the health officials in New York to sequence cases of the variant. He tells CBS's Face the Nation that the new strain is possibly more prevalent than currently known.
Right now, more than 50% of the infections in New York we know are with variants, and B1.1.5.2.6 is the most prevalent variant right now. We're probably undercounting it because we're biasing our screening, our sequencing towards B1.1.7, so we're probably missing cases of B1.5.2.6 right now. It's probably more prevalent than what we're detecting.
This is USA Radio News. The head of the Department of Homeland Security says the administration is working to open more facilities to handle the influx of unaccompanied minors at the border. But DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas has not laid out a timeline for those facilities to open, nor did he clarify a plan for dealing with the current surge of illegal crossings on the southern border. Mayorkas tells CNN that they are trying to put a system in place so that asylum claims don't have to be made at the border, emphasizing that the border is closed.
We have a number of work streams in place. As I mentioned, we are dealing with the needs of the children now. We are rebuilding orderly ways in which the children can make their claims without having to take the perilous journey to the border. And we are elevating our messaging so that the individuals do know that they cannot come to the border. The border is closed.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
You need to join in on this live call-in radio talk program known as Free Talk Live are 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. And you can talk about whatever's on your mind. You can comment on anything we've been talking about. Anything at all. It's called Free Talk Live. We only have a few rules, and that is don't violate the FCC, which sadly means no cussing. Outside of that, talk about whatever you want. We are on somewhere around 185 radio stations, so we do unfortunately have to abide by the FCC rules in that respect. But outside of that, it's open phones. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the captain.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
And we've been talking about Melanie stealing my hour of sleep.
Yeah, I do that.
I'm just kidding. We've been talking about government savings time, also known as daylight savings time to most of you. And why does it exist? Why is it even a thing? This reminds me of the antiquated practice of schools having the summer off. This was originally done because folks needed the help on the farm during the harvest.
Well, now it's done so that you cannot be in an actual relationship in split custody. But if schools want to be closed for any given reason, I'll take it.
I'm with you on that as far as an overall. It's just the practice is antiquated. It no longer applies to, well, anybody. I mean, certainly there are still farmers that may have children, but mankind has invented tools to help them with their harvest, so they no longer really need their children to, like, help out with the harvest on the farm.
Well, and that is part of the myth of daylight saving time. If you ask the average person about it, they'll be like, I think it has something to do with the farmers. Like, that is the going perception when it has absolutely nothing to do with that. But, yeah, I mean, the summers off was, you know, because once upon a time, like, over 90% of our people needed to farm or we would die.
Right.
And then we did technology. And now, like, 1% can farm and feed everybody.
Right. So, I mean, the whole kids having summers off certainly wrecks a lot of folks' personal schedules, right?
Well, no, because the fact that government school is closed for 3 months, or whatever it is now, doesn't directly affect your life. The fact that you had kids and did not decide to figure out who would watch them and pawn them, that is what is messing up your schedule.
That's true. But the fact is that most people operate in a, you know, somewhat of an 8-to-5 capacity on a Monday through Friday basis.
But it's been that way for a while. Like, you knew that when you got knocked up.
Yes, absolutely. 100%. But what I'm saying is that no innovation has occurred when it comes to the government's schooling mandates, because even private schools are subject to this summer off because the government mandates it, right? So there's been no innovation.
You know, and that's par for the course. Right. I mean, as soon as anything gets in the hand of government, technology stops developing immediately.
Yes.
I mean, like, if you look at the schooling process itself, it is almost completely identical to what it was 100 years ago because the government's been involved.
Yep. Now, we also mentioned that there is some movement around the idea of ending, or at least picking, one of the two statuses of daylight savings time, either the spring forward or the fall back, and just staying with it.
Yeah, and I guess they've gone the more optimistic sounding route of having more daylight in our imaginations.
Okay, I'm all right with that.
I've got the CNN article, Senators once again introduce bill to make daylight saving time permanent. A group of bipartisan senators, I didn't know that a bipartisan senator could exist. Anyway, I'm sure they meant a bipartisan group of senators. Is reintroducing
maybe,
a bill.
Maybe maybe he's a bisexual senator and they misprinted the word.
A partisan bisexual senator?
Anyway, continue.
Is it reintroducing a bill that would make daylight saving time permanent? In the United States, most states observe DST, which starts on the second Sunday in March at 2 a.m. and ends on the first Sunday in November at 2 a.m. for 8 months out of the year and 4 months of standard time, which strikes me as completely backward. Because, like, if daylight saving time is more of the year, that would be the standard, I would think.
You would think so, right, yeah.
Anywho, but the Sunshine Protection Act, proposed by Republican Senator Marco Rubio.
That is the most ridiculous, and bills
Sunshine
have ridiculous
Protection
names
Act.
In the first place.
Yeah.
It's not like bills have logical, reasonable names.
Well, they're usually the opposite of what they're called.
That's
so
the thing that disturbs me. Like,
the Sunshine Act.
Is there going to be some weird, like, part of this bill? Because no one reads bills anymore. Is there some weird part of this bill where there's, like, a mad scientist with a death ray that shoots so that there is no more sunlight ever again?
No, it's Bill Gates with his particles in the sky to shield out the sunlight.
Oh, could be that. Right. Could be that.
It's my guess.
How else are we supposed to stop global warming? We've got to, you know, have aerosolized aluminum particles or something.
It's called the, what is it called, the daylight?
It is the Sunshine Protection Act. It's got to protect our precious sunshine.
Just the hubris of government thinking it can protect sunshine.
Well, I mean, we have long since given up the idea that things need to be reasonable. They just need to sound good feeling.
Yeah.
Anywho, the Sunshine Protection Act, proposed by Republican Senator Marco Rubio, calls for not, quote, falling back, unquote, in November, but instead enjoying DST year-round. it would not change the country's current time zones or the number of hours of sunlight. I repeat, it would not change the number of hours of sunlight.
Which is freaking impossible.
Which, okay, CNN, you really do not give your readers much credit, do you?
Like, if anything, they're insinuating that government is so omnipowerful that they can change the number of hours of daylight.
You know, they really ought to pass a law against gravity just for safety's sake. I mean,
holding me down.
It is.
I can't get up because of it.
Well, there was a state that, I don't think it actually passed, but they had a bill, and it wasn't like a joke bill. They were for real, to change pi to equal 3 because it was too complicated for them.
You're kidding.
No.
The state of confusion?
Where was this?
I don't remember.
I demand you consult the magic rectangle.
That is terrifying. That is absolutely terrifying. Like, you can't.
It didn't pass, but they fought for that
yeah,
part.
But still,
exploding.
The fact that somebody exerted effort to write this down and attempt to put it into motion and go through whatever the hoops are that are required to.
I have found reality to be the Earth
is not intelligent or civilized.
I have found reality to be too confusing and complicated. So with this new law, I will make reality more simple.
All right, so they're going to try and permanentize, that's the wrong word.
Yeah, the bill was already passed in Rubio's home state of Florida in 2018, but in order to go into effect requires a change at the federal level. 15 other states, including California, which voted to make daylight saving time permanent in 2018, and Washington, which did the same in 2019, have passed similar legislation. And, I know it also doesn't apply in Arizona. I know they've got that written down here, but
Arizona and somewhere else too. I can't remember.
But yeah, I mean, just, you know, if we pass a law, we can change the speed of light, the acceleration of gravity, and you know, the number of hours in the day.
Yes, we'll pass a law to make gravity less than in New Hampshire than it is, say, in Arizona, for example, so people will be lighter on their feet here.
Exactly.
603-283-6160 is our phone number. Would you pass a law to change a law of physics? Oh, we've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Telegram, you can follow our channel there and discuss show prep with other listeners at telegram.freetalklive.com.
Back to the program, everybody. Welcome back to the show. It is the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
And we've been talking about daylight savings time. I think I'm just going to let it lie with... I don't think that there's any reason that it should exist, and hopefully, you know, people will come to their senses and realize that it's a completely useless thing to have around, and all it does is furthers the government control over individuals.
Yeah, go on with the article, senators once again introduced bill to make daylight saving time permanent. They were just saying that 16 states have already passed similar legislation. Quote, the call to end the antiquated practice of clock changing is gaining momentum throughout the nation, Rubio said in a statement Tuesday. And it really does sound like this thing's likely to pass, which it's about time. Pun not intended.
It's about time.
Well, because if they really have some big benefit to having this extra daylight at the afternoon instead of the morning, so that people have sun in their eyes while they're driving to work instead of after they come home, then, okay, fine, call them on that. Okay, fine, then you can have that all year long.
Yeah.
But that's not what they really want. They want to mess with people for the sake of messing with people.
Right.
Right.
Right. And, I mean, it occurs to me that, well, if you wanted to operate in some way, shape, or let's say you're a company, and there was some business reason for you to operate during the hours of daylight, there's nothing stopping you from doing that. Just go ahead.
Do that.
Yeah, just go
ahead.
They don't
do roofing in the middle of the night or at dark. They don't do... There's plenty of things that they don't do if it's raining or dark or snowing or whatever.
Right.
Well, and the reason it's difficult is you want your business to have the same numbers. Like, we open at 8 a.m., we close at 5 p.m., or whatever it is. Right. Like, you want those numbers to be the same, and when the consensus is that it is no longer those particular numbers, then it causes confusion.
The sun doesn't go down at the same time every day anyway.
Right. Moving on with the article here, not everyone observes the tradition in the U.S. Hawaii and Arizona don't. The five major U.S. territories, American Samoa, Guam, the Northern Mariana Island, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands, also do not observe DST. In a recent statement, Rubio cited multiple benefits to extending DST, including reducing the number of car accidents Americans experience and helping reduce the risk of seasonal depression. He said such legislation would help give families more stability throughout the year. Democratic Senator Ed Markey of Massachusetts echoed Rubio and highlighted the benefits of extending DST. Quote, studies have found year-round daylight saving time would improve public health, public safety, and mental health, especially important during this cold and dark COVID winter, Markey said in a statement, adding that he is, quote, proud to sponsor the Sunshine Protection Act to add an extra hour of sunshine for the full 365 days a year.
What's the,
I don't know what in the heck he means by this.
There's a meme that goes around the internet usually around this time, you know, in the spring and in the fall, about daylight savings time. And it's a picture of the, you know, the old Native American. And it says something along the lines of, only a white man would be silly enough to think that cutting off the bottom 4 inches of a blanket and sewing it to the top of the same blanket would give him a bigger blanket.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of what daylight savings is.
And I mean, like, it just shows how completely disconnected from reality people are. I mean, not just, like, okay, the senators are clearly disconnected from reality by calling this a Sunshine Protection Act, by saying that it would add an extra hour of sunshine for the full 365 days a year. Like, they are obviously not connected to reality. CNN obviously doesn't expect its readers to be connected to reality, which is why they have to make sure to specify that this did not actually, if it passes, it didn't actually add any extra hours of sunlight.
Did they put something in parentheses that says, this bill did not actually add any extra sunlight? Right? You know, like in the, you hear the commercials on TV and there's always a guy like, you know, taking blah, 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 blah would result in the growth of a third eye and spontaneous anal bleeding and all that kind of stuff, right?
You know. Yeah, or like my personal favorite is the this can help you stop smoking, and in the quick little blurb, it's like it also might make you kill yourself.
My favorite is, of course, the medication for people who are depressed that may cause suicidal thoughts.
Right.
Like, wait a minute, why would you even ever consider taking that if that's one of the side effects?
Well, now that I'm feeling better, I'm just up to engaging in all sorts of projects.
Well, you know, I can't believe, these people think they are so powerful that they can change time, that they can change the number of hours of daylight.
Well, and there's this weird conception that, like, that the center and core of our entire civilization is government. And they're the ones that, like, keep track of what all the norms are and make sure that everyone's doing the normal thing. And, like, they're the ones that hold on to what our societal expectations are. And that's why they get to tell us how many hours a day it is, or how many days are in this year. And
most people cannot separate the concept of society from the concept of government.
Like, it reminds me of a story. Sadly. Of a king that, like, he became very well-known and famous, and one of the things that he did to express humility was he walked out to the ocean and commanded the tide not to come in. Just to show people, hey, just so you know, I'm a human being, I can't actually change reality.
That's like standing out in a freeway in front of a semi-truck and going, I command you, semi, to not run me over.
I mean, there's a person in the semi who can see you and might be able to stop,
okay,
but
all right, I'll give
you that. The ocean doesn't care because it doesn't have neurons.
So how about like lava flow from a volcano?
Yeah.
Though, right?
Yeah.
I command you, lava, to not flow any longer.
OMG. There will now be an extra hour of sunlight.
It's like, but no, no.
Most people in the U.S. really only rely on sunlight for driving. Outside of that, we live in buildings.
I mean, gardening, you know, plants, right, that kind of stuff. But, I mean, is that reliance? No, they go to the grocery store and they buy their food, right?
It is kind of strange that we have, like, in an era that's, you know, a century after creating electric light, we still have a very heliocentric civilization. Like, our entire civilization is still centered around when is the sun out? Because that is when we will allow people to do business. And if you do business when the sun is not out, we are just concerned about you.
Well, and the thing is, you don't have... The U.S. is a third of a continent. That's not one society. There are places where it would make complete sense to not be out at night when it's dark, or to be very careful if you are. There are places where it just doesn't matter. And both of those types of places are within the U.S.
Right.
Because it's a third of a continent, not one society or one culture.
Right. Yeah, I'm thinking Alaska specifically in the northern parts where, you know, for half the year it's pretty dark. It never really gets daylight. And then for the other half of the year, it's basically daylight all the time. It gets a little dusky, but it never really gets night. Right? They're still subject to daylight savings time. Why?
And my thought is, this really shows you which states are behind the ball on this thing. Because obviously we don't have to be lockstep with each other. Otherwise, you know, Arizona couldn't get away with it.
Well,
Hawaii
no,
couldn't get
there's,
away with it.
There's plenty of states that have passed state-level legislation to get rid of this BS.
Mm. Right.
But you need federal approval.
You need federal approval to stop doing daylight savings time?
To change time.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so Arizona and what was it, Hawaii?
Only I am the Time Lord. Thou shalt not set thy clocks according to thy whim, but mine.
They really do feel that they are Gallifreyan. The politicians, that is, the federal government is in control of almost every possible aspect of your life. And by in control, I mean they at least meddle with it. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way. Stand by for hour number two.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Netto Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.